At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Dave Ross and Will Hill.
A good Sunday morning to you as you get ready to make your wagers for the day. We should begin with the NBA because we got four playoff games on the docket. Sadly, it feels like only one that I think you and I believe that the series could still be in doubt. Maybe we'll be proven wrong, but right now it feels like the first game of the day when you wake up on a Sunday morning, that Knicks and Sixers series feels like it's very live. Sixers right now, 4.5-point favorites in this one with a total of 209. I'm very curious. We've talked about it a lot on Sunday Bet Prep. How is the game going to be called, Will Hill? Because for me, I lean towards the Sixers, but until I know how it's going to be called and what style of game we're going to see here, that makes it a tougher handicap for me after what we saw in game three.
I would think the home team gets the call. It's just kind of the nature of the playoffs where tie goes to the runner. And when you're at home, you get those calls. So should be fun, should be physical early game. I'd probably look towards an under just because of that physicality. People always say game three when it's 1-1, that's the series that swings it, or game five when it's 2-2. Obviously, any game in a 7-game series is pivotal. To me, it's game four when the series is 2-1. That's sort of the swing series, because if the team up 2-1 wins, they kind of shut the door and they're up 3-1 and it's a commanding series. The series has a different feel, whereas opposed to the team that's trailing 2-1 ties it, then you're looking at like usually a 7-gamer. So I think these game fours when it's 2-1 are fascinating games. I think Philly wins. I think this is headed for 7. I would lay the 4.5 here with the Sixers.
Would you look at, and I'm going back to what we saw in Miami and Boston in game three, where the first quarter, I think the Heat had 12 points, right? Like, would you look at a first quarter? Because now it's 1-1, it's tighter, right? They played like they had nothing to lose in game two. They were shooting it freely. Felt like they got a little bit tight to begin the game now that it was a series again. Would you look for that tightness in this game four? Or do you think, all right, no, we've seen each other now for three games, we're going to get right to the offense?
Yeah, maybe a first half under, first quarter under. And again, it's an early game. That's 10 a.m. Pacific, I think, that tip tomorrow, which about 10 a.m. Pacific. Because when they say the game's going to start at 10, it's usually 10, 15, 10, 12, 10, 17. Just tell us when the game's going to start. Why? I don't get these inexact things. It drives me crazy. I don't know, though. These players, they're night creatures. They play late, sleep late, wake up late, eat late. To play 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, sometimes you see a little slow start, a little groggy early. In these games, especially max intensity and defense. We talk about that a lot in the NCAA tournament, where these early start time unders can be a good play. But I do think Philly gets it done. I would look towards laying the points.
Clippers and Dallas. Clippers led 1-0. Everything looked good. Get Kawhi back. Oh, it's going to be the Clipper team we expect. Boy, odds makers are starting to doubt those Clippers. They're getting 6. Don't know about Kawhi. We do know about Dallas. And we do know that their big two has played a lot better than they did in game one. What's the key to this one here? And if the Mavs can take a stranglehold on this series with another home win, they'd be up 3-1.
Yeah, starting to get expensive. Again, this is a 2-1. This is a swing game, because I don't feel like this Clippers team, the state they're in with Kawhi, the state he's in, I don't think they can win three in a row against Luka, even though they'd have 5-7 at home. I think if Dallas wins tomorrow, the series is over. And I think Dallas wins tomorrow again. It's getting expensive at 6. You're not getting like a bargain here. I think it was 4.5 Friday night, but with quite a state he's in, I would only look towards layered. I think Dallas rolls again.
If this is a regular season game, again, we don't know about Kawhi. That total would be what? 220? 222? And now that we get game four of the playoffs, it's 208.5. Yeah. I mean, right? Is that properly adjusted in your estimation because of the Kawhi factor and because they got to play defense? I mean, the Clippers, you would think in order for the Clippers to win, it's got to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, and the Clippers don't have a lot of three-point shooting. They really don't. When Kawhi's not clicking, I mean, a lot of these guys are just – they play a lot of lineups with a lot of non-shooters. So I look towards Dallas. Plus, these games have been officiated so much differently, really, from the All-Star break on, where there's so much contact being allowed that affects the totals. We saw the unders make another comeback where the overs were starting to catch up a little bit. The unders made a comeback on Saturday going 3-1. So no feel on the total. I hate laying points. I don't feel like I'm getting a discount here. I'd probably lay the 6 here with Dallas, though.
Yeah, maybe I'd look towards a money line parlay with the Sixers and the Mavs if I did not really want to lay these numbers, starting to get a little bit pricey.
What's a Mavs Pacers money line parlay?
Because if we got to lay that 4.5, we got to lay the 6, right? I would kind of look to that. And we're laying 218 is what the Mavs are on the money line. Sixers are $1.92. So to parlay you get plus $1.21. Maybe a way to go there, just throwing that out there, because we both like the home teams here.
I'd rather go Mavericks Pacers money line -125 at DraftKings.
Oh, and that gets us to the next game, because you don't want to lay the 9.5 with the Pacers against the Bucks, but they're going to win the game if we don't have Dame and we don't have Giannis, right?
Famous last words. I would think so. The Indiana's not at the point. I mean, we see this in the regular season a lot. These teams are missing their two best players and they go on and they win and you can't really explain it. That's a regular season thing. I don't know if that's in the playoffs. Indiana's not at the level where they're going to overlook anybody. Home crowd's not going to let them have a letdown. I think Indiana jumps on them here. Boy, do I want to sit here and just give out favorite after favorite after favorite. The way the playoffs have gone, it's not really that the worst idea. I can't get to lay in the 9.5. Maybe a Milwaukee team total under. Maybe a tie into Pacers, Mavs, Moneyline Parlay. Of all the games we talked about, I like Philly. I like a Pacers, Mavs, Moneyline Parlay. Those would be the two plays.
Well, if we want to try to find maybe a dog to play, would that dog be in the Valley of the Sun? We saw the Lakers push back and get off the deck, stave off elimination at home. Could the same be said for the Sun? I mean, look, at some point, you got to be a professional. You got to have some professional pride. I got to think the Suns, even more so than the Lakers, because it's the reigning defendings that they fell behind with Denver 3-0. And I don't know that how many people are really surprised by that. This feels like the shocker of the NBA playoffs so far, that the Suns are down 0-3 to this young T-Wolves team. And now I got to lay it with the T-Wolves to close it out in Phoenix. Is that where we're looking here and laying the 2?
I don't love getting involved in game fours when the series down 3-0. We saw it with Lakers Nuggets, where everyone just assumed, oh, Lakers have blown all these games. They got nothing left. Denver's going to roll. Well, Denver was never really in the game, and the Lakers rolled. Sometimes the team up 3-0 doesn't show up because they know it's over. Hey, we got game 5 to close it out. We got 6. We got 7. We did our job. We came here. We got our sweat. So maybe a little satisfaction shows up for Minnesota. I lean towards the Suns. I'm not betting it, though. Again, I don't love getting involved in these game fours when the series is 3-0. And I don't know if enough is being made of what a disaster this is for the Suns. They gave up everything for Durant. They gave up Bridges, a million picks, swaps, you name it. They gave up everything else they had for Beal to not be able to get out of the first round, to maybe not even win a game in the first round the next year. Oh, my goodness. What an absolute abject disaster this is turning out to be. I kind of like it.
I'm with you, though. I feel like because the Lakers are getting the brunt of all the fire, right, on X and everywhere else, that the Suns are just kind of flying below the radar. Nobody's pointing. They should be getting blasted.
It's not a major market. People, you know, right? And it's interesting, too. Like, I loved Durant when he was with OKC and the Sonics. Okay, I didn't love that he went to the Warriors. He's taking a weird turn here where, the second half of his career is just kind of nomadic, bouncing from team to team, not happy. It's not working out. Very strange into his career. When you're going to look back on Durant's career, you think of LeBron, you're still going to think, all right, he's a Heat or he's a Cavs. You're going to think of these teams, you're going to associate with them players. Durant doesn't really have a team. He's not a Warrior. He's not a Thunder. He's not kind of anything. And I don't know, would they think about flipping him for picks this summer, saying, you know what, it's not working. Let's just give him one last chance to win. He was dying to leave Brooklyn and go to Phoenix. And it just, these players kind of get what they deserve sometimes when they ask out like this.
I mean, it seems like decades ago when it was you the real MVP to his mom. And everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. Everybody. Media, everything. And then the heel turn.
His mom played video games. He was wholesome. Yeah, I agree. There's a heel turn.
It is amazing heel turn. Speaking of heel turns in Major League Baseball, Yankees are always a heel in my book. They're now sharing the lead with the Orioles. And I'm just wondering the state of the Bronx Bombers. Stroman's on the dish tomorrow. Going to be on the mound, rather, against Tobias Myers of the Brewers. So you got Stroman dealing. You're going to lay, I'm seeing right now, if you want to go run line Yankees, you get plus money at plus $1.30. Totals at 8.5. What's the state of the Yanks, and what about tomorrow in that game against the Brew Crew?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a money line for whatever reason on the Yankees. Are you seeing a money line?
No, that's what I just see the run line.
That's strange. Yeah, probably $1.35, $1.40. I'd look towards landing with the Yankees. I don't know much about this Milwaukee pitcher, but better lineup for the Yankees. Stroman will give you a decent outing. I would look for the Yankees. Good bounce back effort on Saturday, so it would be a lean towards the Yanks.
And my Mets are dead. Jose Quintana's on the dish, on the bump, against Lance Lynn. Lynn is plus $1.02 for the Cardinals. Beat the Mets yesterday. Quintana minus $1.22. I can't lay with the Mets, can I?
I think the Mets bounce back, but the Mets just look like an even Steven 500 team. They get hot, they get cold. They're one step forward, one step back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.